قائما على رأس الغلام وهو يفحص برجليه، بل حسين عليه السلام يقول: بعدا لقوم قتلوك.
Assalamu alaikum, dear friends, and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We have here in the studio Sayyid Behbahani talking with us about the importance of the month of Muharram and Safar, and of course the ultimate sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Sayyid Behbahani, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, dear Sayyid Shahyar, wa alaikum assalam to all mu'mineen mu'minat around the world.
Sayyid Behbahani, so sir, you know, we're in the months of Muharram and Safar, and of course this is the months where we commemorate the great sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his friends and his companions, you know, and alhamdulillah, at least every single individual in their own life has been doing it for quite a long time. If we could talk about perhaps some of the important themes or the important realities that we find in Imam Hussein's ultimate sacrifice, if you could please enlighten us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala al-Tahirin. Good question, Sayyid Shahyar. This is actually one of the good questions that everyone as a follower of Maktab of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam must ask himself.
Right.
That such a divine incident and divine sacrifice as the event of Ashura, what kind of teaching we could learn from this incident?
Right.
For sure, if you want to name them, we could name them, for example, just sacrifice and resistance is
right.
One of the most important lessons that we could learn from the incident of Ashura. Also, freedom from attachment of this world.
Right, Hassan.
Freedom from the worldly pleasures. Also, we could talk about the denial of racism,
right.
Which we could see in the army of Imam Hussein. There were soldiers from all nationalities,
right,
all races,
all ethnic backgrounds.
Ethnic right. backgrounds, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And many more lessons that we could talk about, and it might take many lectures in order to
right.
open them and talk about it in detail.
And Sayyid, this is what's really interesting, is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this great sacrifice, Karbala, Ashura, Muharram, Arba'een, all of these are so full of meaning and depth. And themes, you know, just like you said, sacrifice, resistance, cutting off from the dunya, it being a international movement, it being against racism, against discrimination. It's beautiful that after thousands of years, you still learn these lessons, almost like this fresh spring that every year bubbles up and quenches the thirst of so many millions.
MashaAllah, Sayyid, this is exactly what I wanted to get about your first question, that the main important, I guess, from my perspective, that kind of summarize all these lessons within this question is that what is and who are the Yazidis and Husseinis of our time?
Right.
And I guess by looking at the incident of Karbala from this perspective,
yes,
we could understand what is the true message of Imam Hussein for each one of us.
Right. In today's time.
In today's
applicable
time.
Applicable to today's life.
Exactly.
Right? Because as you said, the Yazid and the Hussein, Yazid and Hussein is not something that is limited to just 1,000 years ago, but it is something that is very much alive. And as you have said, one should search for the Hussein of today as well as the Yazid of today. Please continue.
Ahsan. Sayyidina, in many of our scholars' books, for example, Allama Tabatabai, Shahid Mutahari, Shahid Beheshti, and other known scholars, they came to this point that the incident in Karbala, in the location of Karbala, the incident
yes.
what happened in Ashura, it's actually, we could describe it as the whole army of truth standing in front of the army of falsehood.
MashaAllah.
So this is a point of history that it is so clear the lines between the truth and false.
Yes.
And by observing each side and analyzing the attributes and traits, we could understand what is the attributes, what is that traits of falsehood, and what is the traits of the army of truth, which is Imam Hussein. So basically, by analyzing and studying more in depth, we come to realize who are the Husseinis and who are the Yazidis right. in our time, which
our time.
This is exactly practical perspective that we could look at this incident.
Right.
So of course, Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed not only himself, but his family and his companions in order to send us, to send the true seeker person throughout the history, a very important message.
Right.
One of the messages that Imam Hussein is sending by bringing his family and his companion from, you could see his companion, they have from 13 years old to
right.
An old people, a 70, 80
right.
years old man. This message shows that whether you are a 5 years old girl, or you are an aunt, or you are an uncle, you are a brother, or you are a sister, you are a mother, or you are a father,
yes.
you have a place in the army of truth.
Right.
And you could observe the characteristic of each of these people in order to see what is there for you to follow.
Right. This is very important, right? That no matter your age, no matter your gender, no matter your ethnic background,
exactly.
There is a place for every single one of our listeners, our viewers out there, in the place and in the camp of truth and justice, mashallah.
That is exactly what is my point is. And this is not enough, Sayyid. That
right.
means, I mean, like studying and analyzing only the army of truth within
right.
this incident is not enough.
Right.
It means that knowing the attributes and the traits of the enemy of Islam, enemy of the truth, which is the army of falsehood, it is much more important.
Right.
For sure, a true seeker person, after having iman and submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the Prophet and following the Sharia, it must protect this iman.
Yes.
It must struggle, it must work hard in order to protect this iman and also improve its iman. As this is another subject that it needs another time, but just looking at some of the verses of Quran, which is say, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. Mm-hmm. Which is talking about, it talking to the believers, all the believers, believe.
Believe, yes.
This is a sort of saying that iman has many levels, and you cannot stop by just saying, okay, now I believe and that's it. As we could see in the Surah An-Kabut that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَن يُتْرِكُوا. That means like people thinking that if they just said, آمَنَّا, we believe, we're just going to let them go and that's it
right.
without no test, which is not, on the contrary, it is actually, there's going to be lots of tests for the believers.
Right.
When you stand and say, I am the follower of truth, your test begin.
Right.
You know, and that is a sunnah. This is a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Rabbul Alameen, which is the educator of all being, he educates, he raises, and he improves the iman in the heart of mu'mineen
yes.
by testing them. And one of the most important tests, yes, we have calamities, we have hardship, we have all these calamities. And one of the tests that we face as a mu'mineen, as a believer, is enemies.
Right.
The enemies that are in front of us. And by studying and analyzing the attributes of our enemies, is that we could protect them, protect ourselves
right.
from falling in the traps of and trickery of shaitan.
Right.
And also we could understand their weakness in order to understand how to defeat them.
Right. So Sayyid, you know, now that we've established this idea that we need to know the attributes of the camp of justice, the camp of truth, and we need to know the attributes or the qualities, the traits of the camp of the oppressor or the camp of evil, in order to be able to, first of all, take ourselves to the camp of truth, and second, defend ourselves and be able to oppose the camp of falsehood, the camp of oppression. I mean, there's this idea about every day is Ashura and every land is Karbala. I don't know if you would like to speak just a little bit about that. I mean, what does this mean? You know, we hear it every single year, but I'd like to get your take on that.
Ahsan, very good subject, and this is related to our discussion, Sayyidina. This phrase is attributed to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Whether he said it or not, it is a very profound phrase. It has lots of meaning that it is actually related, and we could relate it to the to the teaching of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Right.
And that is exactly shows that every moment of our life, we are going through a test that we have to decide whether we are standing alongside the falsehood, or we are standing alongside our Imam Hussein, and the army of truth.
Yes.
For sure, there might be some question that if this phrase is true, how about the other phrase that they say that, Ya Abu Abdullah, La Yawma Ki Yawma Ki Ya Abu Abdullah, there is no day comparing to your day. Mm-hmm. That means there's no day comparing to Ashura. Mm-hmm.
So on one side we're saying that every day is Ashura, and on the other hand we have this statement which says that there is no day like the day of Ashura or the day of Imam Hussein.
Exactly.
Hussein. Right, go ahead,
so,
yes.
These questions, it could be answered very easily, that the first phrase, which is Kullu Yawman Ashura, which is every day is Ashura,
right,
is referring to everyone.
Right.
That everyone must be aware of their life, each moment of their life, in order to see where they stand.
Yes.
But the next phrase, which is La Yawma Ki Yawma Ki Abu Abdullah, it's related to Abu Abdullah alayhi salam himself.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's not related to everyone.
Right.
Which there's no calamities harder and bigger happening to anyone in history than,
yes,
Abu Abdullah alayhi salam.
Yes, of course. And I mean, I just want to continue this point of yours that truly every single one of us out there, and I will take it even farther and say, because Imam Hussein, Ashura Arba'een, the event of Karbala in the year 61 Hijri, this is a very universal sacrifice. It has themes. It has ideological concepts which are universal, meaning it's not limited to Shias, it's not limited to Sunnis, it's not limited to Muslims. It is very international. I remember a few years ago, before this coronavirus lockdowns, when we had the Walk of Arba'een, you had Christians, you had Jews, you had Hindus, you had multiple kind of Shias, you had Sunnis, I'm sure you had non-religious people who were coming on this walk in memory of Imam Hussein, in memory of his great sacrifice. So it's a very universal thing. And this idea of every day is Ashura, every land is Karbala, meaning, as you said, and I want you to maybe add a little bit to this, how it truly is something for every single individual. And every single individual has to fight this battle between good and evil. And every single individual, whether you're a Muslim or a non-Muslim, you have to decide between right and wrong. For example, the issue of Palestine. The issue of Palestine is very simply an issue between right and wrong. And it's these kind of things that people need to choose, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam provides a path towards that. I mean, if you'd like to add to this.
See, then we have a hadith in Nahj al-Balagha from our Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, our Imam, which he says that those one who sleep and those one who are ignorant about what the oppressor does in their country where they live, mm-hmm, and they do not try to change their society by their deeds or their words, these people are a kind of unblessed, or you could say they are far from blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them in the worst place in hell.
Mm-hmm.
So This is a straight.
And these are people who do what?
Who stay silent.
They stay silent.
And they do not try to change anything in the society.
Right.
The society that oppressor rules,
right.
And they try to they are ruling,
right.
With let's say they're ruling with corruption, with crimes, and those people, they stay silent and are ignorant about this.
Yeah, they simply don't
Allah
care.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bless them, will not protect them, will not help them. And on the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very, very strong hadith at the end, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them in the worst places.
Right.
So for sure, is staying silent and ignorant about what's happening.
Right.
To the other people, to the other society in this world, and how the arrogant people and oppressors are trying to spread corruption, this is not attribute of someone that follow Imam Hussein.
Right, mashallah. And I think because we've run out of time, but this is very profound. Again, we have always emphasized this universality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and here too we see from Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he says that you cannot remain silent when you are seeing this kind of oppression taking place. And seeing oppression taking place is not limited again to a Muslim. Even if you're a non-Muslim, you should be confronting this kind of oppression. You know, how many millions of homeless people are there? How many millions of people who have no food, people who are sick, they're ailing? Right? This is the responsibility of humanity as a whole, as Imam Hussein alayhi salam has taught us.
And someone that is standing in front of oppressors shows that he's a free man.
Right.
That means he's not attached to his comfortability of this world. He's not attached to well-being and wealth or other things that usually dunya will present into you,
right.
Will present them to you in order to deviate you from standing against oppressors.
Sayyid Behbani, thank you so much. We've run out of time. Dear viewers, thank you and for joining us, and until next time, fi amanillah.